Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Some knowledge belongs to us, and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Some knowledge belongs to us, and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's how. The cash you'll earn for your time donating plasma at BioLife adds up for the things you want. And your plasma donations can add up over time to create life-changing medicine for people with rare diseases. We're opening up in 2 new locations in the Chicago area. Look us up to find the one nearest you. New donors can earn up to $400 in their first month for plasma donations at BioLife. Visit BioLifeAddsUp.com to schedule an appointment today.
Principal Des Moines, Iowa.
The 2019 Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves have won 3 straight division titles and are battling for the Calder Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for season and single game tickets. We are winners. We are the Wolves.
And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! And the 2-2 pitch from Cabrera. Here it is. Fastball swing and a miss. Struck him out. And your Cardinal team is... National League Division Champions, and they're going to go to the Championship Series. And they celebrate on the field as they all gather around the mound.
Mully and Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is one excited Mike Shannon from KMOX St. Louis.
Did he get hit with a tranquilizer dart right before?
He was very excited.
Fantastic show.
Great job. Let's want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to
your
us.
Card of the team.
Our thanks to Dustin.
Great show. Boy, you get some callers that are beyond, and your knowledge of the sports is fantastic.
And Kev Bo, thank you, buddy.
He was like a little boy. He was so scared.
Very scared man, but he's Kevbo. And Ray, thank you for everything, Ray.
I think he's got a sports show, too.
Yeah, Ray should have one. And now we welcome in Dan and Connor.
Hi, good morning, guys.
How are you?
What the hell's wrong with Mike Shannon? Is that how he just sounds now?
I guess.
I think he's kind of been through the war.
I guess. Okay.
A little in, a little out. My God, that's rough.
Yeah, that's...
So it was as bad as the game was.
Wow. Well, again, when you score 10 runs in the first inning, by the time you get
it's been over for
3 hours
some time.
Later, it's just like, okay, can I go home now?
You're like calling a parade at that point.
I think
right?
He took a just nap from innings happen. 3 through 7.
It's that eternal question, though. How would you rather be vanquished? Would you rather just have it end in the first inning, or would you rather be all excited? Like, we're moving on, we're done.
It was a tough series for the Braves. I mean, they did a lot of things really, really poorly.
Uh-huh.
And they got to the postseason. They got into the NLDS, but they look at that series and it's like if you had to check, you know, make a list of things to do wrong during the playoffs, they almost checked a lot of those boxes.
They really did. I would rather lose that way. I would rather lose the way the Braves lost yesterday, just getting put out of your misery and having all afternoon to think about it, than be a Dodger fan.
Oh,
and watch the manager, who's made countless mistakes in the playoffs, make the next mistake in the playoffs. Put a first ballot Hall of Famer in the game to give up 2 consecutive home runs to tie the thing, which essentially ends
Joe Madden
it.
Did that with Kimbrel.
I would rather lose the way the Braves did than the way the Dodgers did.
Think about it in this context because you know we can't imagine what it was like for the players. But let's just say you're a fan and you are a big fan of whatever team, and you show up an inning late. And you're down 10-0, or you're a fan and you're down 3-1, and you're like, you know what, we've lost. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And then you miss a grand slam. Well, you miss the 2 homers and then the grand slam.
Yeah, my rule is once you've paid the money, you're allowed to do whatever you want, and you're allowed whether you miss it, whether you don't, whether you once you buy the ticket and once you incur that risk, however you want to handle that is completely up to you.
Dan, you still have to live within the rules of society. It doesn't paying the money for a ticket doesn't allow you to break the law.
weren't the Cardinals on the other side of this? This was the 85 World Series when it went to the game
exactly
seven,
right. Yeah.
And Joaquin Andujar took the mound, and Joaquin Andujar got lit, and then it was over, and I believe he went into the bathroom and started breaking things with a bat. Right? And it was just kind of over. That was the Don Denkinger series. Yeah. That was, and it was just like, oh, okay.
Royals.
That's game seven of the World Series. And that's that.
It's so much worse to invest that time of your life into it and then have it
but
fail.
But you know what though? The Braves though felt like they accomplished something by getting to the postseason.
Yes.
The Dodgers won 106 games.
And the expectations for the Braves were to be very good this year and get better next year.
They're young.
Next year, even better they'll the year be after
next
that.
Next year, they'll run it
and
out.
But
if the Dodgers are back, big deal. They have to win a World Series to justify everything that they've spent, everything that they've done.
They needed to win a World Series to justify the last mistake Dave Roberts made.
It's really...
Holy heck! The whole thing was put together to be like, okay, this time we've got it. Don't think about the last time our manager blew it.
What happens to that manager?
What happens to Andrew Friedman?
Well...
I mean, I think that's... He doesn't have a contract.
But he's
a free agent.
Okay, but who would you rather have moving forward if you're the Dodgers?
The Dodgers?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of places you could probably go. I think the question is, what would you rather be if you're Andrew Friedman? I mean, we've talked a lot about the future of organizations
pretty
and
good
people
payroll,
deciding at
pretty
the top.
Good spot.
And you've done...
Yeah, but still, you're running away from that?
Boston's got a spot
on No, Connor. Connor.
What do you mean no?
Look at all the talent that you have.
No. We spent a solid 2 days. What do you mean no? We spent a solid 2 days.
Why would he leave?
Wondering whether or not some guy's random thoughts from EEI about Theo Epstein going back to Boston were legit.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that
that's your problem.
On Andrew,
you wasted your time.
Every show did it.
That's
everybody.
Your fault.
For a solid 8 hours.
No.
Why would you leave... Why would you leave everything about LA that you've drafted and developed and built? If they want you to stay, and they'd be fools not to.
LA is his lady.
Yeah.
I just think it would be strange, and it wouldn't look good to kind of cut bait after these disappointments and be like, I didn't get it done. I'm going to go try something else.
But what about the manager, though? If you do come back, that's a different thing. Dave Roberts has got to feel a lot more... uncertainty about his future than Andrew Friedman.
Right, managers don't matter until they matter,
Andrew Friedman gets to decide his future. That's not wrong.
Okay.
I'm not saying that the Dodgers would want to part ways with Andrew Friedman, but he's got a choice to make, and he's the bell of the ball. Anybody wants to have
him. What about tonight? Wouldn't that be fun? Tonight is another possibility, another elimination game.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It'd be so much fun.
Yeah, we just had Joe Sheehan on talking about where we were in the bell curve and just like, we always talk about variance in baseball, but sometimes the better teams just are the better teams and we're seeing them assert their dominance despite the small sample size and then boom and boom.
Don't care.
Right? Forget all that. Never mind.
You mean boom!
Yeah, that's kind of lost its resonance, hasn't it?
No. Not as much fun.
Yeah,
fair play to the Nationals, though. They have a great roster of their own, and I think we're giving them not enough credit for having done what they did against the Dodgers.
They
despite
just had
the terrible decisions from Dave Roberts.
They just had to ditch that Bryce Harper.
Yeah, that's
they
the narrative.
Win with him.
But like I said today, some very handsome, intrepid radio producer picked the Nationals to win the World Series before the season started, and he looks great. He always looks great, but he looks great this morning as well.
You got a Shep out of it. I don't understand.
Well, he's been working really hard to train for that marathon, Shep has. He's dropped a lot of weight. He looks
something
good.
About that haircut, though.
He's got to
do something
haircut,
about that. No, he doesn't.
What if Andrew Friedman says, I'll stay, but I want Joe Madden?
I don't think he wants Joe Madden.
Okay.
He wants to hand more
it's just fun to consider.
What if he says...
It's just fun to consider.
Sure.
What if he said, I won't stay unless Joe Madden...
Yeah.
There's been precedent for good teams getting rid of guys because of, like, Grady Little, right? I mean,
he made one mistake.
Yeah.
He made one mistake. He left Pedro in too long, right?
The end of Joe Girardi's Yankees run was because, he didn't challenge on
the game seven of the ALCS and was the ex-manager of the Yankees a day later or a week later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it happens fast.
I wonder if that came up in 8 hours of interviews yesterday.
I would imagine Andrew Friedman, if he's going to interview a new manager, it's going to be, you don't get to use Clayton Kershaw out of the bullpen. Do you agree? And then they'll say, yeah, I agree. So now you could be mad. Like, that's the biggest thing here, is you've allowed All right.
That was a totally a sentimental decision, right?
Felt that way.
That was a heart over head decision.
You had Kenta ready to go. You had I mean, other
so
lefties,
so you had, and we talked about this earlier.
Hitters.
In this week, you have seen two of the most analytically driven organizations and successfully modern baseball operations go for their heart over their head. They gave the ball to Verlander, and then you gave the ball to Kershaw, and both things backfired.
And this is why, I think this is why, whether the logic plays out or not, this is why front offices want to find managers who just agree with them.
We have a texter checking in, know-it-all Connor, exclamation point. And we had a call earlier where a guy called you Mr. Know-it-all. Same guy.
What?
I have defended you. I said Dan was the know-it-all, not you.
I can't steal my bit.
That's right.
I'm not stealing anybody's bit.
Connor knows nothing.
I know absolutely nothing. And it gets told to me every single day by everybody I look at back and forth. I wouldn't dismiss anything. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't dismiss anything after a whole postseason. Like you say, I mean, if the Astros get bounced too, now you're looking at the two ordained, coronated powerhouses.
Don't you love the five-game series for that reason? Because the best team doesn't necessarily win?
I do. I do enjoy that, yeah.
Well, how many people in the Braves organization, like on the marketing side, or the people who are sputtering about brand activation are actually happy that they're exiting the scene now before they have to deal with their racist chanting? Right? Like, don't you think their head of marketing is like, oh, okay, we can let that can settle down. That.
Yeah. Nobody will remember by April.
Of course, they had to confront it because an actual Native American said, yeah, it's kind of racist, kind of insulting. Like, well, when he leaves, wait for him to leave, then we can get back to doing our racism. It's like, don't worry about it. Now that he's gone, now it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks because there isn't an opposing player who actually happens to be Cherokee. So they're going to start next year. What? Forget it ever happened. Forget the guy ever said it. Forget the fact that anybody could feel similarly. Yeah, right.
That seems to be the playbook around town.
Yeah, so they dodged a bullet there.
So do you think they purposely did that? Let's bottom 10 runs. Yes,
so we can go back to doing our racism.
What have you today?
We're going to talk some baseball, talk about this somewhat under the radar Cubs managerial search. Because I remember in years past, we were covering this thing like it was like a Senate hearing.
Gordon was very good today. Had a couple of nuggets, right?
Yeah. Because there's stuff there. I mean, when you sit down with guys for 8 hours, and do you remember when Pete McCannon was going through it the first time around? Because they were Pete trotting McCannon, everybody out for the interviews. And Pete McCannon looked like he'd seen Bigfoot or something.
I remember that. That's when they were bringing everybody through and letting the media talk to him.
That's right.
His response was like, this is really thorough. It's really thorough. I got to get out of here. we'll have Matt Miller talking football at 10, midday, midway at 10:40. Mark Schanowski on the surprisingly interesting Bulls at 11. And we've got two chances to win $1,000 cash.
Have a great show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Boomer and Science with the CBS Sportsman, and today's birthday shout-out goes to Troy Tulowitzki, the 7th overall pick by Colorado back in the 2005 Major League Baseball draft. The Long Beach State star had an injury-interrupted 13-year run with the Rockies, Blue Jays, and finally with the Yankees. A 5-time All-Star and 2-time Gold Glover, Tulowitzki was renowned for his work ethic. Rising star Bo Bichette of Toronto claims he changed his approach and mindset after watching Tulowitzki. I've never seen somebody work so hard, Bichette said. I've never seen somebody be so focused when they work. I really looked at that and I said, well, if I want to be the best player I can be, I need to be like that. Now Tulowitzki brings that work ethic, focus, and attention to detail to his newest position. He joined the baseball coaching staff at the University of Texas. Happy 35th birthday, Tulo. Have a great day. Hook 'em horns. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Guess two. Then stay tuned for CBS 2 News at 10.
You do not want mold in your home. It is bad and it is dangerous. And if you think you may have mold in your home, you got weird smells or water stains, call Aloha Restoration. They're my guys. With all the rain that we've had, there is a greater risk of mold in your home. You do not want airborne mold spores because not only do they cause allergies, the spores contain toxic compounds. They're called mycotoxins and they're nasty. So let the trusted team at Aloha Restoration test your home for mold. And if they find it, they will get rid of it quickly. From mold and flooding remediation to expert remodeling, Aloha has you covered. So call them. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-56.com,
or stop by to see for yourself. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Folks around the league have been studying up on Matt Nagy and feeling like, you know what? I know a lot of folks think he's really clever. We think we got this dude figured out. It's going to be up to Matt Nagy and Mark Helfrich. It was, you know, already up to them over the offseason, but now they got a bye week to get this thing figured out as far as some self-scout and in recognizing spots where the Bears formationally and with personnel try to show one thing and the defense isn't reacting to it in the way that it would seem they should. And it seems to be because a couple of folk have a bead on what the Bears are trying to do offensively. And that is up to Matt Nagy and Mark Helfrich to get that part right before anything else happens. Do they have some personnel decisions to make on the offensive line? That may come up too, but getting the scheme figured out and trying to outsmart folks again, that needs to happen.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer, the first ever 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. We've got Matt Miller talking football at 10, the midday midway at 10:40, and then Mark Schanowski, always strong and opinionated on the Bulls and the NBA. There's a lot going on with both, and he's going to join us at 11. You also want to stay closely tuned to this radio program for your two chances at winning $1,000 cash with a lucky text keyword. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandMcKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He is at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
What just happened to Clayton Kershaw?
I don't know. It's
oh my God.
Yeah, amazing.
I would say that I've never seen anything turn around that fast, but I remember the last time that Clayton Kershaw pitched like that in a playoff series, and it didn't end well. That was incredible yesterday. Absolutely incredible.
When you download the radio.com app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook, where you can like the 670 The Score page. We've got Jay Zawoski, we've got Rick Camp, we've got the Mexicutioner Ray Diaz in the back doing what he does. Yeah, baseball is there's as if you always need reminders of the disconnect between the regular season and all of the carefully laid plans to squeeze runs that add up to wins, fractions of runs, pitches framed around the strike zone, the micro eventually becoming the macro over the 162, and what you are and what you prepare for and how you set everything up. And then you get into October and things just happen.
You know, every postseason, we try and grab whatever narrative that postseason tried to give us was, right? After the World Series is over, you go and you say, oh, the Royals won with a whole bunch of contact.
Therefore,
you need more contact, Dan. You got to have it. Never mind how they won in the regular season. Not that the Royals were all that different, but they, you know, the White Sox won with small ball in 2005. Well, I think, you know, they had some of the most home runs in the American League that year, too. So there's that. I do appreciate, though, and I think you're absolutely right when you talk about the margins that were tried to win on by the Astros and by the Dodgers. I like when a postseason sets up to give context to a couple of teams that fell outside the playoffs. Because I really do think that with the potential changes to both the Dodgers, maybe the Braves, I'm talking roster-wise, Dodgers front office-wise, managerial-wise, I think it provides some context for what the Cubs have, what they're saying goodbye to, and how they're looking to change too. Because you just watch a hand-picked, no-experienced manager make a curious bullpen decision for at least the fourth time in his playoff career. They have not won a World Series. They have been one of, if not the most dominant team in the National League since they started their run. And they can't get there.
So you wouldn't be surprised if they fired him.
Dave Roberts?
Yeah.
No.
You can't be, right?
How could you?
You can't be.
Dave Dombrowski got ousted from the Red Sox front office the year after winning a World Series. Managers have been fired for less. Grady Little, you mentioned it, Grady Little got axed. He left Pedro in too long. These are the things that managers are accountable for, and this is why the trend has been continually pushing toward managers that just do what I say already. Just do what the front office tells you to do.
Do the smarter thing to do.
And then manage the people. And then be the guy. You know, from the moment the last pitch is done to first pitch the next day to the anthem the next day, manage the guys.
But don't let the people stuff infect too much the actual correct decision that needs to be made.
And then use the big colorful binders that we give you, you know, that say, pitch this guy here. And what's this page say? Oh, don't ever bring Clayton Kershaw throwing 89 after his worst season ever out of the bullpen to face the two best hitters in the Nationals lineup. Okay, great. Okay, I won't do that either. It's in the binder. It's clear. It's written. It's in bold. You can't miss it.
This segment is brought to you by Valparaiso University. The satisfaction that comes with living to your full potential is immeasurable. It's a quality of life that Valparaiso University graduates enjoy every day. At Valpo, your full potential receives their total commitment. Visit valpo.edu to request information, apply, or to schedule a visit. That's the context of the managerial hire that's going on with the Cubs right now. And they are, man, I don't know what you can talk about for 8 hours. I don't.
Apparently everything.
I guess. And I wonder how much is formal and how much is casual. The Joe Madden thing, they went to his trailer and they drank beer and wine and sat by the beach and sat on the porch swing.
Yes, that's all they did.
Right? And then I'm sure they talked about things and life. And previously, they had run all these guys through a gauntlet of questions and then brought them out through the media to face the harsh glare of the Klieg lights and see how they operated in that. So maybe they're somewhere in between now. I don't know if Theo and Jed sort of fine-tuned their good cop, bad cop thing. Well, if I let my partner at you, God knows what's going to happen. You're much better off dealing with me. He's crazy, I tell you.
Jed's just pacing in the corner waiting for his turn to take a shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what you talked to Joe Girardi about for 8 hours. The guy's been doing this forever. So I wonder if some of it was Joe kind of explained, as he has in a lot of other places. He's made it very clear he wants to manage. Maybe Joe's got them things he wants to bring up. You know, it's that part of the interview where your prospective boss looks at you and goes, do you have any questions? And Joe just grabs the whole list of prepared questions that he's got out of the front pocket. Oh, it's so nice of you to ask. Let me page through some of these things because I need to tell you how I'm not the guy that other people would tell you I am.
Okay, while we're on Girardi, I think we should revisit something one of Girardi's former bosses said about him. And it could be that Girardi is taking all these hours to tell the Cubs what he isn't as much as what he is.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The 2019 Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves have won three straight division titles and are battling for the Calder Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for season and single game tickets. We are winners. We are the Wolves. Last night in Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals were winners. They came back to beat the Dodgers 7-3 at Dodger Stadium to take Game 5 of this National League Division Series. Clayton Kershaw gave up back-to-back home runs in the top of the eighth. That made it 3-3. 2 innings later, former Dodger Howie Kendrick hit a grand slam to put it out of reach. The Nationals now move on to face the St. Louis Cardinals. Cards crushed the Braves 13-1 in Game 5 of their series yesterday. Game 1 of the NLCS tomorrow night in St. Louis. In the American League today, we'll find out who meets the Yankees in the ALCS. Astros host the Rays tonight at Minute Maid Park. Game 5 of that series. Also in baseball, Joe Girardi reportedly interviewed for 8 hours yesterday with the Cubs front office for the open managerial position. David Ross set to interview today. NBA last night, Pelicans beat the Bulls 127-125 in preseason action. Zion Williamson, of course, the story of the game, 29 points in just 27 minutes. Tonight at the UC, the Blackhawks will have their home opener when they host the San Jose Sharks. And tonight in football, the undefeated Patriots hosting the New York Football Giants on Thursday Night Football. This update brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Lose weight eating the food you love. Now save $50 plus. Get a week of protein-packed shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. And this update was also brought to you by Fisher Oven Roasted. Never fried, nothing to hide. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. You're home for Bears Mondays. This is 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
David Sampson, the former Marlins executive, is not the best liked guy in baseball. He didn't make a ton of friends, even though he's kind of a likable guy in just the way he comes across when he's talking. He's a good talker. And
yeah,
he
maybe
is
too good.
Yeah, he's a little slick.
He is.
He's very, very slick, at, and he's got a media job
when,
now.
When you get into a conversation with him, I would advise you to bring a very large grain of salt.
Correct.
Just carry that with you,
correct.
Maybe put in a backpack.
So I'm giving you every possible disclaimer I can here, as I want to replay for you what he told Mully and Haw about his experience working with Joe Girardi. Joe Girardi was a really good manager for the Marlins. He ended up getting fired. I was
manager of the year.
Same year. He won manager of the year. I believe he also lost his job.
Yeah, I think
and
that's right.
They
then sat out a season and then got the Yankees game.
Correct. And he and the front office did not get along. However, that doesn't mean that David Sampson is wrong in describing what Joe Girardi was as Marlins manager.
Joe is an interesting guy in that I don't view him as someone who enjoys working closely with members of the front office. Now, he will say that's only because I didn't want to work closely with you all. I'd be happy to work closely with someone else. But at the end of the day, he views the clubhouse as his clubhouse. The lineup is his lineup. The batting order is his batting order. And that's really not common anymore in the game, where GMs are telling managers who to play, where to play them, how to shift defensively, basically everything, including, you know, which players to rest on certain days. There's so much analytics involved. And Theo has earned that right in his mind, and actually has. When you bring a World Series to the Red Sox and Cubs, I'd say you pretty much get to be in charge, and if not, head to Cooperstown. So I don't know how the two of them could ever coexist. I think David Ross is a much better fit because I think he's both better in the clubhouse and better managing up and down. And these days, that is critical for a manager to be able to do.
Okay, again, think what you want about him and understand the relationship and how difficult it was. It's also possible that Joe Girardi has completely changed his ways. But territoriality of manager is a huge issue. This is mine, stay away from it. This is mine, stay away from it. I'm in charge of this, I'm in charge of that. My lineup, my clubhouse, my bullpen, my decisions. It's easy for Girardi to say, I'm not like that anymore. Because if he is like that, even if he represents the new hard acidness or red acidness that they want.
A-C-I-D?
A-S-S-E-D.
Okay.
If it's what they want, you still, people tend to default to the ways of their nature.
I think that's probably true, and I think that's probably some of what got Dave Roberts into trouble this postseason and the last one and the one before that. Even I find the Dodgers so fascinating because when Roberts got hired, it was kind of the, I won't say it was the first because I'm probably just forgetting an example here or there or somewhere, but you know, one of the groups of first time former player, young type managers, you know, close to the analytic ways, understanding the front office is going to call a lot of shots for you and understanding that the front office is going to put together a lineup that you kind of can't screw up and a bullpen that's got enough for you in most cases to get you through a tough postseason game, that kind of thing. But the Dodgers have, I mean, you would put Dave Roberts toward the top of the list of managers that do what the front office says, right? I mean, he would be at the, if not the top, the top five, that guy. Even he got it wrong. He spent an entire season doing what the front office, doing what Andrew Friedman told him to do, and he brings Clayton Kershaw back out after he got Adam Eaton.
And while we're talking about this, while we're talking about new kinds of managers and analytics and extensions of the front office, Gabe Kapler has just been fired by the Phillies.
Oh, just now. Because we were just reading during Kevin Zipak's update, we were just reading that we're going to have a decision about the Phillies, that something's going to happen here with Gabe Kapler.
They've made a decision, and they are going to look for a manager now. And now you wonder, will Joe Maddon, is this why he hasn't become the Angels manager yet because of the Pennsylvania ties? Because the Hazleton native might have an opportunity to stay in the National League and have a little more activity as a manager, as a National League manager, the league with which he's more comfortable and familiar at the moment.
If I had to make a bet, it would be that Joe Maddon just made more money to go coach the Angels.
Could be.
I think that's just my feeling, but some of that could just be a sentimentality that I've got toward Joe and also really wanting him to manage both Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani at the same time, because that'd just be fun, you know, to see what he comes up with.
Yeah, but also Joe Madden in the Eastern time zone is bigger national footprint, certainly absolutely more a part of our baseball lives.
Nobody's going to give a damn if Joe's managing the Angels except for postseason baseball if and when they get there. That's, you're absolutely right about that. They're like three extra Sunday night games because Joe Madden's probably, you know, has a Q rating maybe a little bit higher than Mike Trout's in this game, which is weird.
This is a fascinating baseball offseason and continuation of the actual baseball season. Everything that's going on right now, looking at the larger forces that are in play, and a little bit later on in the show, too, I want to get to some of the baseball prospectus work that's being done. The postseason baseball is different.
Oh, yeah, we've changed the game. We've changed the game on everybody once again.
I don't know if it's random. If something happened to the slippery post-2015 All-Star break baseball, but they've been measuring things because we've got all the data in real time now, and the ball is not responding the same way.
So with the Dodgers bounced and the Phillies having fired Gabe Kapler, I think there's a pretty honest question about timing that the Cubs are going to have to answer about when they want their manager hired and how quickly they can move. But when we come back to the Pope had a meltdown while watching the Braves meltdown, and it is glorious. You'll hear it when we come back. Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
Before every game, tune into the Sportsbook at Ameristar Pregame Show with Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and Pat.
Done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at ShopStudio41.com.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $495 per eye. Do what I did. Stop putting off LASIK surgery. I'm seeing 2015. I couldn't be happier. And at my one-month checkup a couple of weeks ago or so, I even saw a couple of lines on the 2010 line. It was pretty awesome. It feels kind of like having a superpower. I couldn't be happier about my results from the all-laser LASIK surgery. You should call or go online to schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. The consultation is awesome. If you're like me and been putting off LASIK surgery for far too long, the consultation is where you get the answers. You find out that this is a procedure that's based on your eyes and your prescription. You find out about the advancements in this surgery, too. All laser means all laser. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why they're overqualified.
For1.org. Credit Union One. Better banking for all of us.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Called Wong. Infield in. Wong lines one into left center field. That's down. That's going to go to the wall. Two more runs are going to score. And Colton Wong makes it 9-0.
Well, that kind of happened, and then it happened, and it kept happening. And next thing you know, you're thinking, you know, maybe we should save our ace pitcher.
I would have let him go one time through.
He's warmed up.
Three, yeah, you don't want to dry
like
him.
Make a side day.
Yeah, side session kind of thing, 50-ish pitches, something like that. I would have let him go one time through. I mean, I kind of get the other side of the argument that you have an opportunity to end this. You must win in order to play again. And it's a win or stop playing kind of game. I would have been a little more risky with it. I would have taken him out of that ball game and maybe gotten him back earlier for that next series. I think that's how I would have played it.
Well, we know that one person was watching it all unfold in real time, and as things got crazy, this was the reaction of the sports pope, Mike Francesa.
I don't remember ever seeing this before. It is 9-0. I've been watching baseball forever. I don't think I've ever seen a playoff game where one team hit a team with a 9 spot in the top of the first. 9-0. This game is over. Bring me the play-by-play. I want to go through it on the air about what they did in this inning. 9-0. Has there ever been a deciding playoff game that opened up 9-0 in the first inning? There may have been. I can't remember. There might have been sometime in our lives or in the history of baseball. But can you imagine? This is a deciding game, and the Braves have now got their third pitcher up in the first inning. How about this? You got all excited today to go to the building. You get to Atlanta. You just got in this seat right now. You got in a little traffic. You walk in, and you hear deathly silence. And you're like, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, buddy. Ready? Let's go. Hey, Brave Baseball, here we go. It's 9-0. What? It's 9-0. 9-0. You can see the Cardinal bench can't believe most runs scored in first inning in postseason history. There it is. So I just answered my own question. There we go. Most runs ever scored in the first inning in the history of the postseason, and the inning is not over yet. Strikeout, gets away. Oh, my God. Gets away, and he beats. Oh, my God. Ah! Two outs, runner on third, struck out the batter. The catcher went back for the ball. It got behind him. He fell down, and the guy beat it out. 10-0.
It's so rare to hear him laugh.
That's great.
It's very rare to hear Mike Francis actually with a real laugh.
That's really good.
Ah!
That's really good. Yep. He lost it during a Mets game that was on while his show was going on earlier in the season. But that was, you know, you're right. That was like genuine.
He was entertained. Kind of,
yeah, it was joy.
Yeah, he was actually having fun.
That's the first time he's liked watching a sporting event in probably years.
Or probably liked anything.
It's probably that he's
hey,
watched
buddy.
It. Oh, good for him. That's great. That's some fantastic
hey,
stuff.
Hey, buddy. Oh, my God. Ah!
That's just fantastic. Listen, I like that the playoffs have at least kind of given you a little bit of context for a Cubs managerial search. And I really do think that whether it's going to be a Dodgers decision to let go of Dave Roberts, I'm only theorizing. I mean, they could just sign everybody back up to a kumbaya and say we'll run it back again and try winning 106 games next season because that seems to work out pretty well. The math, it's in our favor. But now you've got a handful of jobs out there with the news this morning that the Phillies have let go of Gabe Kapler. That's a Joe Madden-type spot. It's a team that wants to win now.
Look at these openings. The Padres is an interesting gig with a bunch of really talented young players there. There are all sorts of, and they, like you say, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani.
Please. Come everybody on. Any manager would love those. Now, you look at the rest of the lineup and whatever that state of the pitching is for the Angels, and you kind of go, ooh, boy, that's kind of a tough thing to go. And in the AL West, too, with the Astros there, still, that's a good job. And he's got ties to that. Joe Madden has ties to that organization going back, I don't know, what is it, 3 decades, something like that. But there's a handful of jobs out there, the Mets too, that are really interesting. Sure. Not to say anything about that. I mean, the Cubs are an interesting gig. It's just that given the local reporting around it, given what everybody's said and talked about and kind of hinted at, David Ross is the front runner for that job.
Well, all the news has been enough to bring Schmutzy out today. He's in Park Ridge. He's on the score. What's up, man?
How are you, fellas?
Good. What's up?
I heard you talking before about the territoriality of major league managers and how they want to be in charge of where guys play and where they bat and who plays and who doesn't play versus the front office spending all this money on research and metrics and you know, just trying to direct a manager on how to manage on a daily basis. And if there's anybody out there who hates this both-siderism stuff that's going around these days, it's me. But I will engage in that right now. If you take Theo, for example, it's perfectly understandable that he wants somebody that's going to put into play on the field that stuff that he's digging up with all of this research. And a manager would be crazy not to listen if they present something that says, look, we did all of the number crunching and we had our forensic accountants look into this. And this many times out of this many times, this happens. Of course, I'm going to do it. But Connor, you just mentioned this handful of jobs that's open right now in MLB. It's the manager that gets fired, whether the metrics are, you know, applied in the field or whether the guy, and I'm not saying Girardi should be the guy. I'm no Girardi fan, but I understand his position too. If I take your advice and I play the team the way you tell me to play the team and they lose, I'm the guy that gets fired. So it's going to have to be some sort of a meeting in the middle of, you know, Theo finds a guy that maybe it is David Ross. Yeah, I'll take your advice, but the final say has got to be mine when it comes time to trot him out there. Talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, man. And that gets back to Dave Roberts, too, in that we, unless we heard the conversations, there exists a world in which
he had talked this over with Andrew Friedman, and they said, look, given the situation and this and this and this and this, we're going to Kershaw. We're making an assumption here.
I would be shocked if staying with Kershaw was also part of the going to Kershaw.
Different decisions.
Because he got eaten.
Correct.
Which, oh, too bad. Oh, what a shame. Adam Eaton struck out. It's just too bad.
No.
But then you go back out there and you're facing Soto and Rendon. Or sorry, it was Rendon and then Soto. Right. Yeah, Rendon and then Soto.
By the way, is Soto still just 20?
I think he is now the ripe old age of 21.
What a magnificent slab of baseball specimen he is.
Still 20 till the end of the month.
He's 20 till the end of the month. That's right.
But he's 20. Get used to that.
He once Soto put up a 142 OPS plus in his age 19 season, which I think, oh gosh, what was it? Mel Ott, I think, the other best age 19 season, right?
Somehow all roads lead to Vada Pinson.
You're right. But then followed it up with a 138 OPS plus in his age 20 season for the Washington Nationals. While playing, check this. This is the other part that's pretty great about it. While playing nearly 40 more games. He played 150 this year, only 116 last season. I mean, that's your, my God.
The 815 asks, other job openings aside, would the Angels have Renteria'd Brad Ausmus if they didn't already have a very likely deal with Madden?
No, I think we talked about this the moment Ausmus was fired. He got Renteria'd. I assume that's going to be... No, I get that.
You know, I know we had this deal, but I really like the Phillies job.
Nothing calls like home, man. Philly works like that for Pucho, I would imagine. I mean, he talks about that area. He does work there. He does charity stuff there.
His elderly mother is there.
No doubt about it.
That's
he's got family.
The Lou Piniella rule, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Lou wants to go home.
But the Angels, how many more managerial jobs will Joe Madden get after the next one he takes?
That's it, probably, right? This is it?
Probably.
This is the John Fox deal?
I would imagine, except I think Joe's probably going to work a little harder than John Fox did, but still...
Damning with faint praise.
I'm just
and
saying.
And does have a pet monkey.
We don't know that. I could see Joe adopting a monkey of some kind.
I will tell you this.
He's going to adopt the rally monkey. No, he goes to L.A.
I'm confident to say that there's no way that Joe Madden secretly had or has a pet monkey.
We would have heard about it.
Books would have been written about it. It would be given a paintbrush to create art for charity. Trust me. It would have
been on a shirt.
Yes, we would have known more about it than we cared to have known.
Yeah,
but yeah, you're right. That's going to be his last job.
I would think so. So the Phillies gig and the Angels gig both being open gives him just a whole bunch of leverage, doesn't it?
Well, exciting things going on in the world of baseball. We're continuing to track all the headlines as they cross into our timelines. We're going to let you know, obviously, Gabe Kapler, the latest news let go by the Phillies, creating that opening that we are discussing. Football talk coming up with Matt Miller. He knows college. He knows pros. He knows draft possibilities. And maybe he can fix the Bears. He's coming up next. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
If you love Bears football, you'll love our lineup of Bears experts on all your favorite Score shows throughout the season, including the voices of Bears Radio, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, former Bear great Olin Krutz, Chicago Bear Eddie Jackson, former Bears head coach Dave Wanstead, Hall of Fame football writer Dan Pompey, Michael Lombardi, Dave Richard, Nick Costas, and many more, all right here and all season long, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Sports Rosen,
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen.
Optimize your sleep, get great sheets. And then you think, well, I don't know how to get great sheets because I don't know about thread count. And then I hear that I have to get some special cotton from Mesopotamia and faraway lands. No, you don't need to know about any of that because most of all that stuff is BS anyway. You know who knows that? Brooklinen and brooklinen.com. That was the goal of this company, to take out all the silliness, all the things you don't need to worry about, and just get you great sheets at a great price. And they've done it. And that's why they're immensely popular. Also, because as soon as you put the sheets on your bed, you're sleeping well. You don't even have to like wash them out beforehand. They are absolutely ready to go. And my Brooklinen sheets are so spectacular. I sleep on them every night. And now you can have the same luxury, just like you're at a five-star resort. Because Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer. Because you are listening, you get 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so confident in their product, All of their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty, so don't wait. Get on this. Sleep better. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.
Future traders, what's better than trading your own money? Trading someone else's money, of course. Top Step Trader is an Inc. 5000 Chicago company with a 7-year record of providing capital to traders who successfully pass their simulated evaluation. Over 3,000 traders have already earned fully backed accounts from Top Step. Now you can tell your rich uncle to shove it and get the funding you need to pursue your passion in the financial markets. Visit TopStep.com and learn how you can earn a funded account today.
Count on Lakeshore Recycling Systems to tackle your waste diversion and recycling needs with countless temporary services ranging from